Hi guys, it's Scott Harris, millionaire mentor and the founder of Ultimate Coach, stopping by to share with you and ask you a question this week about, you know what? What's next? When I think about my life and think about the journey that I'm on and hopefully the journey you're on, the journey we're all on together, when we think about what's next in our life, you know, you think about the books you're reading and the seminars you're going to and the, you know, audio programs you're listening to and the people you're meeting and the coaching you're getting and the great counsel you're seeking. I think it's important to continually ask yourself what's next. And when I ask what's next, I want to be cautious and suggest to you, I'm not talking about what's your next goal. You know, if you're watching my videos and you're watching other great people's videos like Brendan's videos and Tony's videos, people who are friends of mine, you want to make sure you're not just always focused on the next goal, you know, the next level of income, the next level of business success, the next, you know, percentage body fat to hit, the next target to, you know, to hit, or the next mountain to climb. Sometimes what's next is about an intangible thing. You know, maybe it's about, you know, appreciating things more and having just a greater sense of gratitude or gratefulness as you experience your life with the ups and the downs. Maybe it's a sense of feeling blessed for the things you already have and blessed for the opportunities you have, even the both the ups and the downs. I remember once reading some work on the one and only incredible Abraham Lincoln, America's, I think, probably greatest ever president, ended slavery. And he used to write in his journal and talk a lot about how every month and every quarter he'd like to develop and acquire a new personal trait, a new personal trait that would show up in the way that he carried himself. And it's kind of something that I've aspired to do myself. So when I say what's next for you, do you need to be more humorous and more playful? Do you need to be more grateful and more blessed? Do you need to be more lighthearted? Do you need to be more connected? Do you need to be less sarcastic or less dominating? I know for myself, one of my challenges that I'm working on right now is to be, you know, less reactive and less instantly responsive to people and words and conversations around me. That may never happen to you, but sometimes I can be quick to react and quick to respond. And whilst it's not a goal of mine, it's certainly something that's next for me in my evolution as a man and my evolution as a coach and my evolution as a husband and a father. And I continue looking for those intangible internal qualities that I want to ask myself, what's next for me to grow into? What's next for me to develop more of? Or maybe what's next for me to get rid of and no longer do? Maybe there's some traits or patterns of behaviors that maybe I need to no longer allow to come out of my mouth or be shown in my body, because I'm at a different stage of my life right now. So if I was coaching you right now, and we kind of are in this format, I really get you to ask yourself, you know, what's next? Where is an area of your life, internally, intangibly, to do with your nature, your character, or just your sense of self, that maybe you could ask yourself to grow in towards or move through more and really come out the other side with a expanded, more fuller, more completer, more wiser, more noble, more honorable, more fuller version of who it is that you already are right now. So, a bit of an intangible conversation today, not a goal-setting conversation about money, not a goal conversation about health or business or striving or achieving, but a conversation and a reminder about, I know I've got stuff that I'm working on that is about the way I conduct myself, the way I hold myself, the way I interact with people around me, standards I want to have, the values I want to have, and that journey never ends. That dance never ends, and I'm encouraging you this week to ask yourself the same. What's next for you? And I'd love to hear about that. If you've got things you're working on, please put them in the dialogue box. I'd love to respond to those personally myself. Love to chat to you about them and love to share any of the answers I possibly can to any of the questions you may have. Till we get to speak one-on-one or in person at a live seminar, live very, very deliberately. I look forward to speaking to you soon. Bye for now.